Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Liking the way I move? I do. But the bottom line is, come December the 30th, will Chris Cyborg Santos be arrested after she destroys Holly Holm in the octagon? Of course, we'll talk about UFC 219, December the 30th, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, the reason why I say this is Chris Cyborg Santos is a monstrous. You monster, like a female monster. I kid you not. She's amazing, an amazing athlete. She is so strong. I've never seen a woman so strong at 145 pounds. And the fact that she can take it, she can dish it out. Holly Holm doesn't punch that hard, although with the 4-ounce gloves, who knows? The bottom line is they're hooking it up. The main event, UFC 218, December the 30th, live on pay-per-view. And you know I don't push the UFC pay-per-view events that much, but this one I think is going to be worth the money. If you're willing to pay $70 to go down the street and watch a fight or go to an arena and watch a fight, then you can pay $70 to watch this one at home on pay-per-view or accompany me over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, Ricky's.com. I'm going to go over and spend some time with Ricky Ricardo and his wife, Tina Ricardo. Of course, Ricky and Tina, they do it up there. Ricky's Sports Theater. I watched some fights there this past weekend and watched some boxing last weekend. Of course, watched some college football yesterday. I mean, everything's going on at Ricky's. So check them out. We're in the Bay Area. Of course, they're on Hesperian Boulevard over there in San Leandro, California, a few doors off of Hesperia International Boulevard, East 14th Street. Ricky's.com has been with me since the beginning. So God bless Ricky and the crew. UA and Maury. Maury, it was great to see Maury there the other day as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines all around this planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service, with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
If I was Conor McGregor, what would your message be to him? Talk to Conor right now.
Don't be scared, homie.
Do you think he's scared of you? Do you think he's on social media and, you know, it's like behind the keyboard, he's tough?
Nah. It's all fun and games. I don't think the man's scared of anyone. You know, we're all fighters here. I'm not scared of no one. I hate when people say they're scared of this, they're scared of that. You know, I respect people saying that he's scared of me, but, you know, he's not. He's a businessman, you know. Fair play to him. He's a businessman. And if I had to really tell him, I'd tell him, you know, go figure your life out, you know, with what's going on in media right now is crazy. You're hearing crazy things about the dude. And I hope it's not true, you know. I hope we don't see another guy's his statue fall because of things that he choose to do outside the octagon, you know, and even in, you know. So I wish nothing but the best to him. You know, the guy's a businessman, but, you know, fair play to him. I can talk this talk. Conor can talk his talk. He can hold on to that fight that happened years ago when we was little kids, you know, fighting on an undercard. And, you know, and he can live with it. You know, he can run with it. Good, great for him, dudes for him. You know, fair play to him. He did win. At the end of the day, I got an L on my record. And I ain't mad about it. You know, I got three of them. And all three of them can get it again, you know. And the thing is, we can talk about how I can win. We can talk about this and that. He can say whatever he want to say. People can say whatever they want to say. But when those octagon doors lock and we're in there, you can't lie. You know, you can lie your ass off out of there. But then when there's that three guys or that two guys and that one lady, whoever is the extra person in the octagon with us, you can't lie, man. The eyes is all eyes all on us, and the truth comes out.
He's as real as they come, folks. The world 145-pound champion, Max Holloway, coming off, of course, a stoppage of the legendary Jose Scarface Aldo just a few weeks ago. Of course, wow, that was not a bit of an upset. Of course, it was a second fight between the two guys, and Holloway had won the first time, but this time it sort of cemented the notion that Jose Aldo has seen better days, especially at 145 pounds. When we move up to 155, that remains to be seen. Interesting cards. Of course, Conor McGregor, of course, now shopping in New York City as I speak. In fact, I think TMZ had him hitting the ground there in New York City yesterday. So he's been shopping for Christmas presents. He's talking about fighting possibly in May or June. Says he will fight in the UFC again. It will be UFC fight. But, you know, what kind of money can the UFC offer him that would entice him to want to go through that grueling battle of getting down and making the weight and going crazy? I just don't know. After making $100 million, I'm sort of reserved as to whether or not McGregor can ever be motivated again. Of course, you heard Max Holloway saying that, you know, he was doing all kinds of crazy things, drinking, and supposedly some drugs were involved, things like that. But, you know, those rumors fly anytime a celebrity's on the street. Anytime a celebrity's rocking and rolling, there's drugs, there's sex, there's this, there's that. Come on, give the guy a break. He hasn't been arrested or anything, so he is the UFC lightweight 155-pound champion. Now, speaking of Conor McGregor, Dana White, of course, disappointed, but he knew that GSP wasn't going to fight at 185 again. GSP came to the middleweight division. Georges St. Pierre came to the middleweight division of the UFC from the 170-pound world champion back in the day for a long, long time. He retired about 4 years ago. and came back and fought Michael Bisping a few weeks ago and beat Michael Bisping. I think it was November the 4th and beat him, stopped him in the third round, became the world middleweight champion, was supposed to fight Robert Whittaker. I told you he wasn't going to fight Robert Whittaker. And Dana had announced that fight for February down there in Australia, which was a joke because GSP wasn't having no part of it. So anyway, GSP has given up the title, and he's willing to fight, allegedly, Tyrone Woodley at 170, although Tyrone Woodley has title defense problems as far as the UFC is concerned. And the UFC was talking about maybe making it a five-round non-title affair and letting the title go elsewhere as far as the lightweight champ, as far as that UFC title was concerned. We'll see what happens there. But at the end of the day, GSP, GSP and Conor McGregor had some catch weight fight. I don't know. We saw McGregor fight at 170 when he fought Nate Diaz. I thought he lost the first time convincingly. The second time, Nate Diaz didn't show up to fight. He wasn't ready. He was hurt. Had some bad ribs. Couldn't train. Hey, had to get paid though, baby, as professional. Anyway, Nate Diaz came and didn't bring his A game. Just didn't have his A game the second time, and Conor won. More power to him. Of course, Conor came back and has done some things since then. But that fight with Mayweather, the $100 million, how can you get motivated for a fight after he didn't take any punishment in the Mayweather fight. I mean, that was nothing. And Mayweather was hitting him with his fist and big fat 12-ounce or 10-ounce, whatever they were, 10-ounce gloves. And, you know, there's a difference between getting hit with 4-ounce gloves and getting hit with 10-ounce gloves. But it was the sustained licking that Mayweather put on McGregor that was so insurmountable. He just kept it up. And finally, Conor was gassed around probably about the 8th round, but he was gassed for sure when they stopped it in the 10th round. Now, some people say, wow, it was quite an accomplishment for Conor McGregor to go better than 10 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. Not really. Floyd carried him, man. I'm not trying to say Floyd could have got him out there in one round, but I think if Floyd went out there and decided to do his thing in the very first round, just go, bop, 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 and just go crazy, I think that Floyd could have got him out a lot earlier than 10 rounds. But he let Conor come. He let Conor throw. He let Conor do his thing. Once Conor threw his punches and basically broke that first win, it was all about Mayweather from that point forward. Mayweather dominated that fight. In fact, they're talking about maybe Conor McGregor wanting to fight, get this, Manny Pacquiao. Holy cow. Manny Pacquiao's like 5 foot. He's really small. He's really small. I mean, if you thought him and Floyd were like two decent-sized athletes, imagine Mayweather being about 3 inches shorter. Pacquiao being about 2.5-3 inches shorter than Mayweather. In other words, mismatch in the making. But they think they can make some kind of money like that. And, of course, Conor would much rather make some money boxing, I think, than he would as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, because he's made so much money. I mean, you can make $100 million boxing, although those days are only going to be once in a lifetime is he ever going to be able to hook up in a money fight or a money event or a money exhibition, call it what you want. It really wasn't a fight. An encounter with Floyd Mayweather, of course, that was it was partial to an extent. I mean, because here's, we had a guy never had a professional boxing match ever in his life, okay? And yet he was only a 6 or 8 to 1 underdog to the greatest fighter, allegedly the greatest boxer in the past 25 years? Come on, man. You folks got conned. You got played. I mean, Conor played you. All right, Conor played you. Floyd played you. Yeah, you've been played by Floyd again, so you get used to that, okay? But you got played here. You just did. I mean, there was no way that any odds maker in his right mind would set that line at 6 or 8 to 1, that Mayweather would only be favored 6 to 8 to 1 in reality. It wasn't that way. It was set there to sort of like put it in front of the public that this fight was competitive. In other words, you look at the odds, well, I can bet 6 to 1, I can bet 5 to 1, but you can't bet 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 30 to 1, 40 to 1. And if Buster Douglas was a 37 to 1 underdog to Mike Tyson back in 1990, the meltdown, of course, in Tokyo, and if he was a 41 underdog, don't you think Conor should have been a better than 40 to 1 underdog to Floyd Mayweather? Never had a professional fight in his life. They're going 12 3-minute rounds. Come on, man. It was a farce. It was fixed, and I don't mean fixed in meaning the results were fixed. It's just that it was a choreographed event. I mean, the odds makers got together with the promoters, and they put this together, and they pulled the wool over everybody's eyes, and some people were entertained, some weren't. Some got their money's worth, some didn't. At the end of the day, I didn't have to pay for the fight because I watched it at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I keep going and going and going, but the bottom line is I don't have enough time. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I want to say I love you. Girl, so show me and tell me that you feel the same way too.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 59 seconds of the third round. Declaring the winner by TKO, the Underground King, Eddie Alvarez.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for both of these fighters? What a fight! Eddie Alvarez, you came into this fight looking for the title of the most violent man in the UFC.
I think you got it.
It's the only one I care about right now. Yeah. There's intermittent titles. There's all the titles that aren't being defended. All the fans want to see is who's the most violent guy in here. That's all you guys want to see.
And this is a tremendous fight with so much back and forth. But a big factor had to be your left leg. He landed a lot of leg kicks. How much was that bothering you in the fight?
It was starting to bug me. If this was a five-rounder, I would have needed to finish that in the third. Because four and five would have been tough for me. But I trained with a lot of my training partners going southpaw. So I was able to resort to that.
Another big factor seemed to be your shots to the body. Once you started really landing to the body, it really started slowing him down.
Yeah, I had a couple training partners. It's tough to spar and get ready for Justin Gaethje. He puts you in a fight every time. So I needed my training partners to come after me. And that's what they did, and I realized the body was the best way to take care of that. It's not me. I trust my instincts. But every single day, I'm training with Coach Mark Henry, Ray Robinson, and Ricardo Almeida. They're my instincts, these guys.
Congratulations on an absolutely spectacular fight. Eddie Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, 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 you are tuned to the MMA Hour. Of course, we're talking mixed martial arts here. Max, of course, Holloway there originally, and then Eddie Alvarez, the master of violence, calling the minister of violence. Call him what you want, man. He's a bad dude, no doubt about that. And at 155, maybe you're 170, Eddie may be the real deal, but I think he should stay at 155. Speaking of 155, of course, there was a card last night. It's on Fox, a big card on Fox, baby. And, of course, when the UFC is on Fox, it means millions of people watch. The ratings are fantastic. In fact, the first UFC broadcast was the UFC, I want to think it's UFC 100, somewhere. Right? It was Cain Velasquez got knocked out by Junior Dos Santos in a minute and a half. They had to fill an hour and 45 minutes of time. They didn't know what to do. It was a bad, bad showing. Of course, that was their second bad television debut when they debuted on pay-per-view back in the early part of the century. The pay-per-view contract lasted for 2 hours, and the fight went 2 hours and 45 minutes. So whoever bought the pay-per-view didn't get to watch the last 45 minutes. Anyway, back to the main card on Fox. Rafael Dos Santos, the former lightweight champion, moved up to 150 from 155 to 170, beat the former champion Robbie Lawler in the unanimous night across the board, won all five rounds, 50 to 45. In a catchweight fight at 148, Josh Emmett beat Ricardo Llamas. Llamas, I believe, was a former title challenger at 145. Welterweight about Santiago Ponzi took out Mike Perry as unanimous nod. Glover Teixeira knocked out Misha Cirkunov. No surprise there. When Glover hits you, you go to sleep. TKO and punches, of course, round number one, 245 in. The card that was on Fox Sports 1, the prelims, Jan Blachowicz was the winner over Jared Cannonier. That was a unanimous decision. And a guillotine choke ending, Julio Marquez stopped Darren Stewart in the second round. Chad Laprise defeated Galor Bafondo with a TKO in the very first round, 4-10 in. Nordin Talab won via KO, a head kick and a shot, man. When you knock somebody out with a head kick and then you hit him with a punch on the way down, baby, it's like lights out twice. Danny Roberts was defeated. He got knocked out basically twice there. 59 seconds into the very first round. Lightweights, John McAdessi beat Abel Trujillo in a unanimous decision. And Alessio Di Chirico defeated Alual Bangabos with a KO in the second round. It was actually a knee, 2 minutes and 14 seconds in. And the opening fight, it was on Fight Pass. So if you spend $10 a month and you expected to get some off Fight Pass yesterday, you did. You got to watch one fight. Welterweight Jordan Mayne defeated Eric Silva with the unanimous nod. So that was UFC rocking and rolling, of course, last night. And they had the card last week. It was in Fresno. I mean, they're moving around the country. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, they're moving around the country. They saved Martin Arena, of course. Cub Swanson, man, Mr. Ortega, you know, hey, Cub, what can I say? Brian can fight, man. Brian can fight. Brian threw that guillotine choke on Cub Swanson, who was a favorite going in, slapped it on him in the second round, 322 in. Some of the other names on the card, Marlon Moraes defeated Alamon Sterling with a KO. I thought Sterling could fight, but, man, he sure was snoring after he got knocked out with that knee. Some of the other big names on the card, there weren't any. That's what's sort of happening with the UFC right now. They're in a rebuilding phase right now. You're not seeing a whole lot of big names. Not seeing a whole lot of super fights either, but I do like this fight coming up on the 30th, of course, Holly Holm, In fact, we'll hear from Holly Holm in the next segment of our show. Of course, Holly Holm, the former 135-pound world champion, beat Ronda Rousey. She trained basically her whole life. Once she saw Ronda and studied Ronda, her and her trainers, the people in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and her manager and promoter, Lenny Frescas, they studied Ronda. They knew Ronda. They knew everything about Ronda. Every move that Ronda made before she made it, Holly anticipated, okay? And that's why she was able to beat, almost beat her to death. I mean, she beat the snot out of Ronda Rousey. That was one hell of an ass kick. Of course, Ronda didn't even want to show her face when she came back to the media here. Of course, that was down under in Australia. And, of course, when she came back to the United States, she was like, Ronda never made it with the media after that. Of course, losing the fight afterwards, what can I say? Ronda's done. Everybody knows that. Speaking of Ronda, she signed a contract with Vince McMahon and will be doing things in the world of wrestling entertainment. What can I say? I think she had a better future than that, but that's what she took. More power to her. Speaking of Ronda, somebody asked me the other day, what impact will she have as far as the overall MMA picture was concerned? Where will her legacy, what will her legacy say? It will say that she came into a sport that was dominated by men. It was nothing but men. She came into a sport and she beat some good girls. She did it well. She did it in dramatic fashion. She did it quickly, sometimes in just a few seconds. She would slap that arm bar on somebody in this and that. So, you know, she beat some good girls. She did it in a somewhat spectacular fashion, of course. But once your game has been played, like I said, once somebody finds out how to counter your moves, man, it's all over. That's why Ronda could never fight again. Unless Ronda was to rediscover herself and try to come back differently, but she's not going to do that. And she tried to do that in boxing, remember? She tried to box. Remember that? Remember I told you when she was standing there hitting the pads, she looked like a robot? I mean, it was robotic. It was terrible. And her trainer and these people thought they were doing something impressive with her. They led her down the wrong road. I think that had Ronda had the right training, she wouldn't have beat Holly Holm, but the fight would have been competitive at the very least, okay? And then afterwards, of course, she convinced her boyfriend, I mean, now it's her husband, she convinced him to come over, and he was going to be able to lose. I mean, listen, don't listen to chicks. Who was a trainer who told me one time, chicks ruin fighters? Chicks ruin fighters. I was a kid. I didn't know what he was talking about, but they do. A friend of mine's got a fighter in Las Vegas right now. He fell in love. Fighter's career is over. Guy spent money, sent him down to Las Vegas, spent about 70 grand on him. Get this. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to embarrass the guy that invested the money. But he spent 70 grand on this guy in total, okay? And he had him up here in Northern California, somewhere in Northern California. And he sent him to Vegas for, you know, to get the sparring and to get the better training in this net. And he hired a trainer in the whole nine yards. I mean, they did it all. They got him a place to live in. They had a guy watching him, a chaperone per se, but it didn't work. He fell in love. And once the guy fell in love, he fell in love with a girl and out of love with training and boxing and this and that. So that $70,000 investment went up into a puff of smoke. So I'm going to say, women are bad news for combat sports. It's just that way. And as far as sex before fights is concerned, people used to laugh about that. Say, you know, man, there's no way that having sex before a fight is going to affect you. It does affect you psychologically. And the reason why I know that, because I had sex before a fight one time. And when I was standing in the center of the ring, getting ready to square off with this guy, getting ready to look at it like with a nasty look I can, you know, biting down on my mouthpiece, going, growling at me, this and that. Some little guy jumped on my shoulder and said, hey, remember me? I looked over my shoulder, this guy's talking to me, he goes, hey, I remember me, you had sex last night, remember that? I went, oh my God, that threw your concentration off right then and there. But stay concentrated, stay focused. Ray Leonard said it threw his legs off. I think the psychological effect is there. We have yet to determine as to whether it has a physical effect, but it has a mental effect, no doubt about that. Sex before fights. In fact, was it Aaron Rodgers, the great Green Bay quarterback, says he doesn't have, his girlfriend says he does not have sex the night before games. Right on, Aaron. But with that girl, I think I'd be having sex with her as much as I could. Bottom line is, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio. Of course, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So we'll get down in depth and talk about Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, and Holly Holm going down December the 30th. Live, baby, UFC 219. What can I say? The match of matches. And why do I say that? Because at 145, I don't think anybody can beat Chris Cyborg Santos outside of making the weight herself. That's the only, maybe age, But making the weight. See, making the weight, people don't understand what making the weight is. I mean, some people die to make the weight. I've seen guys carried out saunas and rubber suits. I've known guys that have taken enemas. I've known guys that have things put inside them to suck stuff out of them. All kinds of crazy extremes that you go through in order to make weight for combat sports. It ain't pretty. And all the while, guess what? You're not eating and usually not drinking water either. Ugly scene, baby. Everything's going out. Nothing's coming in. Get the picture. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio Sports. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free no-commitment text line. I'll get to that after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Coming up, both Holly Holm and Misha Tate, who the best at 135 there ever was. But at 145, we'll talk that game after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Holly Holm, Double H, the preacher's daughter. Her father is actually a preacher down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, a girl that I have a whole lot of respect for, both in and outside of the octagon. I mean, there's no police blotters on Holly Holm, nothing like that. Of course, born in 1981, now 36 years old. Holly Renee Holm, wow, what a professional boxing girl. I think she had 38 fights. She only lost like two. And, of course, she avenged one of those losses, two by knockout. Lost both fights by knockout, had three draws, 33 wins, 2 draws, 2 losses. Wow, that's pretty impressive, no doubt about that. And she won 9 fights by knockout. Wasn't a big knockout puncher. As a kickboxer, she had 11 fights. She was 8-3. As a mixed martial artist, of course, she went undefeated for a while in there. Now she's 14 fights. She's got 11 wins. That's right, 8-3 with a 8-3. Wow, that's pretty crazy, man. 11 wins, 3 losses. The 3 losses were almost like 1-2-3. Remember, it was like bad news for Holly. Everybody sort of figured out Holly, and Holly lost to Misha Tate and this and that. Anyway, Holly's set to take on the monstrous of MMA, no doubt about that, Chris Cyborg Santos. And unfortunately for Holly Holm, she ain't happy.
Talking a lot about you being tested, do you look at this as gamesmanship, or do you think she's actually serious?
You know, it's one of those things that I don't know where that actually came from. You know, last year I was one of the most tested. They did a whole article and I was one of the most tested last year. And this year, I believe I've still been tested more. I just never am the one that needs the sticker to put on my social media and let everybody know.
Tested.
You know, it's like I got tested. It's the name of the game. It's never been something I've ever worried about because I've always been a clean athlete no matter what I've ever competed in. I've never used a performance-enhancing drug in my life. So for me, it's like, oh, USADA's here. Okay. Let's get this done with so I can either, number one, get back to bed because they're at 5:45 in the morning, or number two, let's get this done so I can go train if they come to the gym, you know. So they were just at my doorstep at 5:45 in the morning last week. So it's one of those things, you know, I've never really responded to a lot of trash talk or anything like that or any attacks coming. It's the name of the game. What are we trying to do? I'm trying to beat you. I'm trying to knock you out. You're trying to knock me out. This is the name of the game. This is what we do. We're both trying to chase the common goal. Sorry about that. And in order to get there, we're trying to take each other out. So I don't ever say anything, but when it turned into that, that's the only time I've ever responded, because that's one thing I'm very sure of and one thing I'm very confident in, and one thing that I'm very truthful about. I'm a clean athlete.
Yeah. Did you lose for respect for her when she said that? Because it seemed kind of out of left field.
It was out of left field, and I feel like everything is... a lot of times when things like that happen, it's okay, well, I just want to correct this real quick before people on the internet, because people even like see one thing on the internet and all of a sudden it's true,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
So that's why I just wanted to squash it when it first happened. But on the other side of that, whenever people do things, it's every action is because of maybe a thought or a reaction or something that's going on with them. And you know, who knows why that came out on her side. You know, there might be emotions on her side of why that even is something that comes out. So I let that be their issue. I just want to, okay.
I know you posted the video with like kind of your response to it. It can't be found on your Instagram. It looks like it's deleted. Do you know why? Did you delete it? Did someone on your social team?
I put it up for one day. I don't really like my social media to post. There's a lot more to my life. I just like I thought, you know what, as soon as that came out, I just thought, everybody's like, you gotta see this, you gotta see that. I'm like, I'm not gonna see, you know, honestly, I'm gonna make a response because I just wanna just stop it from even like
starting
into an issue. It's not an issue. And that's all it needed. It took one day, is all it needed.
Is it disappointing knowing that now that's, you know, partly we're here, we're asking about it?
Right, and actually there's probably going to be, this is the first time I've actually done any media about it, there's probably going to be very few conversations about it, because I actually don't even.
You know, good old Holly, she hasn't been doing much media because, you know, there's not a whole lot of media attention before this fight. I mean, what was she doing? She wasn't doing a whole lot, but she's taking on Chris Cyborg Santos. She's got all the attention in the world. Guess what? December the 30th, we'll find out what she's made of because she's taking on one tough hombre. Speaking of one tough hombre, no, she's not an hombre. Well, Cyborg Santos might be an hombre because he might be half man as well. But I'm talking about Misha Tate. Misha Tate knows something about Holly Holm. She knows something about 135. And definitely, she said on a different interview that she would never fight Chris Cyborg Santos. Here's Misha Tate.
But Misha Tate's the hardest working girl in radio, even on her day off. She joins us here on MMA Tonight. How you doing, Misha?
Hey, I'm doing good. Sorry, I'm a little late. Fashionably late.
Better late than never. Better late than never, yeah. I always say. So, big news going on right now. Now, the news broke on Thursday, right after we got off air. This is the first time we've had to a chance to talk about it, but we're glad you're here because who better to break this down? Chris Cyborg taking on Holly Holm for the featherweight championship December 30th, UFC 219. Is this the right matchup for Chris Cyborg, Misha?
So exciting. Honestly, of anybody that I can think to fight Cyborg right now that has the best chance, I honestly truly believe that it's Holly. The reason I say that is if Cyborg cannot get a hold of Holly, if she recklessly chases her down, similar to how Ronda did, you know, not using the correct angles, if she follows her like a missile, which she does in every fight I've ever seen before, that's how she hunts girls down because she can. But with Holly, it's not a good idea. She can cut through those angles. She's an amazing counter striker. And if she lands that head kick, I think she can put anybody away. So stylistically, this makes for a really, really interesting fight. If Cyborg gets a hold of her and throws her down to the ground, obviously Holly's in trouble. She's in big trouble. But I can truly attest to how amazing Holly's footwork is and just how difficult she is to get a hold of, how hard it is to do that. I mean, you really got to throw everything to the wayside and just try to try to grab her. I mean, I think I got 2 takedowns on her in our 5 rounds, and you know, I'm smaller. I think I'm a little speedier than Cyborg is even. You know, Cyborg's really, really strong, but she's not necessarily the fastest woman in the world. She doesn't tend to shoot a lot out in the open. So I think to press Holly against the cage or to overwhelm Holly is going to be a difficult task. I really do. I'm interested in this fight. It's a really, really interesting matchup for me.
Misha, let's say that we go back in time a little bit and you find yourself in the octagon against Chris Cyborg. What would have been your game plan fighting her?
Well, I think at first you've got to try to weather the storm a little bit in the sense that you need to move a lot and in hopes that Cyborg slows down a little bit in the latter rounds. And then obviously for myself, I would want to work to get Cyborg down. I think if I got her down and got in a good top position, I'd be able to hold her down. I feel like I'm pretty successful with guys in the practice room. When I get them down, they stay down. It's just that insurmountable task, it would seem, you know, fighting someone like Cyborg, who's just so physically strong, such a specimen and so explosive. That would be the task at hand. But, you know, Holly has different strengths than I do. She doesn't come from a wrestling background. She comes from a kickboxing and boxing background. So her foot movement, her head work, her push kicks, her counter striking are all things that Holly is an expert in. And when you see fighters who have more of a style, a similar counter striking style as Holly, the fights tend to be a little lackluster. But I've never seen Cyborg do that. I've never seen Cyborg play back and not try to finish girls. And that's what makes this interesting is, you know, does Cyborg do something to change that, or does she go in with her fearless, reckless self that she always has gone in with and demolished girls up until this point? I don't know what her strategy will be, but I'm saying she is playing with more fire than maybe some people give Holly credit in this, because Holly is an expert at that. If you chase her around and you allow her to cut those counter striking angles, she can really hurt you. I mean, I was amazed when I watched her do that with Ronda. It was like her perfect A game. And I just see like there's a potential that something like that could happen in a fight with Cyborg. You know, Holly doesn't get tired, and she can take damage. She's an extremely tough woman. So I like this fight. I really do. It's interesting. I think that out of everyone that I could think of, that Holly poses the biggest threat to Cyborg.
Yeah, poses the biggest threat, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, it's like, I don't want to say she's outgunned here. I don't want to say she's outmanned here. I don't want to say, look, I feel sorry for Holly Holm. That's what I'm trying to say. I really feel sorry for Holly Holm. Going into this fight right now, I would never, ever, ever, ever want to fight Chris Cyborg Santos. The positive sides the positives for Holly Holm is that she does have that. She can kick well. She's a former kickboxer. She's an accomplished kickboxer. She can kick well. She can knock people out with that head kick. She does know how to follow up. She has good hands, obviously a former professional boxing champion. I mean, she's really got some skills, okay? But unless she can get through that first round with Cyborg Santos, she's in deep trouble because the punishment the Cyborg puts out, the beating she'll throw down. I mean, ye God, what can I say? If they were both gay, one woman would be arrested for domestic violence. That's how bad this fight's going to end up for Holly Holm. I just really don't see a positive result for this for Holly Holm. I just don't. And I think the UFC is throwing her to the lions. They've never liked her. She upset the apple cart. She, of course, took away their supposedly multi-million dollar entity. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. She exposed Ronda. Of course, then she went on and lost to Tyler herself, but she exposed Ronda. And leading up to that Ronda fight, she played hardball with the UFC. And after she won the Ronda fight, her and her promoter, Lenny Fresca, as her manager, they played hardball with Dana White as well. Dana White doesn't like people to play hardball with him. When you play hardball with him, he ends up getting you later on, believe me. Dana always gets his way. And I think putting Holly Holm in the octagon with somebody like Chris Cyborg Santos is her way of getting back at Holly Holm and her team. I really think that this is a crazy, crazy fight. Anyway, the co-feature is going to feature Khabib. We call him just Khabib because he's got a long last name. Taking on Edson Barboza. He's supposed to beat Barboza, but, you know, can Khabib make 155 and stay strong? I think there's been three or four fights in which he has not made the weight or pulled out because of weight issues. Anyway, we'll see what's happening with him and his new nutritionist. He is working with the guys down in the Silicon Valley area. I think it's the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley as far as his training is concerned. Jimmy Rivera in a bantamweight bout taking on John Lineker. Cynthia Calvello will take on Carla Esparza. Carla and Cynthia both can fight. Those women will fight at and women's bout at strawweight. And a welterweight bout featuring UFC veteran Carlos Condit taking on Neil Magny, another veteran. As far as the rest of the card is concerned, I don't like it too much. I really don't. The prelim card, Ben Hooker, Miles Jury, Luis Moga, Khalil Roundtree, Michael Olechek, Mark Dacchiasi, Rick Len, Matthias Nicolau. Any of those names make you really want to go out there and watch that card? Probably not. They are really building from the ground up. I kid you not. The names have gone away. Look at this. They've only got four names on this entire card. Want to talk about name fighters? Cyborg's name, Holly Holm's name, Khabib's name, Edson Barboza. Everybody knows his name. Rest of the people, not too many people know them. Still, I'm going to buy this fight. Actually, I'm going to go watch it at Ricky's, man. This is going to rock and roll. Chris Cyborg Santos is going to destroy Holly Holm. And if she doesn't, I'll be wrong, but guess what? I'm not wrong too often. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it.
But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
I'm hot, crazy, going crazy for this next UFC card. Of course, Stip Miocic, the world heavyweight champion, going to defend against Francis Ngannou. Well, Ngannou, I mean, the bottom line is Ngannou's like 11-1. He's got like almost 9 knockouts. He's the hardest puncher in the history of MMA. They've got this big machine down there in Las Vegas that tests punching power, and he punches harder than anybody else. And he's taking on the world heavyweight champion who's 17-2. I'm talking about Stip Miocic, of course, of Cleveland, Ohio. This fight's going to take place at the former Boston Garden, TD Garden, in Boston, Massachusetts. Of course, it's going to go down January the 20th for the UFC Heavyweight Championship on the co-feature. It should be a battle for the vacant championship, but Daniel Cormier is going to defend his title, even though he was knocked out in his last title defense by John Jones, who tested positive for steroids afterwards, and he was disqualified. But Daniel Cormier defending the light heavyweight title against Volkan Ozdemir. And Vazimir is supposed to be a really good guy, and if Danny Cormier is going to get his comeuppance, it might be on this very evening. Kyle Bachiak is going to be in the featherweight third fight on the pay card. That's going to be against Sean Burgess, and Dustin Ortiz is going to be on the card. None of these other big names, but the bottom line is that first fight, forget the rest. Again, it's worth $70. Stip Miocic and Francis Ngannou. Something's going to happen here, baby. As I told you, one guy punches hard than anything imagined. The other guy's a good boxer. Something's going to happen. Something's going to give. It's probably not going to go five-minute rounds. UFC main event for the World Heavyweight Championship of the MMA, baby. January 20th from the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, live all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. The bottom line is we thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sports Byline, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.